Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another bonus episode of Private Parts. You're here with me, Jamie Lang, and my friend, Francis Bull.
Hello.
Oh, just get a little bit more upbeat, buddy. Come on. Why don't you do a really upbeat intro for the listeners? Go.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Private Parts bonus episode with me, your host, Francis Bull. Well, let's get right into
it. Wait, hang on. If you're the host, what am I then? Am I your co-host?
My wonderful assistant, Jamie Lang.
Why am I your assistant?
Well, you know.
When have I ever assisted you?
You're always saying, Francis, can I give you some assistance with, with everything?
Can I be open and honest with you, Francis?
Yeah, go on.
So recently I've been having some sex dreams.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I don't know who I'm having sex with, but I assume it's my girlfriend, but I can't really see the face. But I'm just having a lot of sex dreams. And I've never, even growing up, I never had any sex dreams ever. I never had anything like that. I just, are you yawning as I'm telling you the story?
No.
Yawning as I was telling you the story.
No, I was going, huh.
No, you weren't. You were yawning.
That's interesting.
I went for dinner. We had I was invited to this sort of dinner party thing. And I was sitting next to someone who I didn't know, but it was quite funny and really charming and really nice. And anyway,
was this your dream?
No, this is real life. And I was sitting there and I was talking to this person and they were talking to me and I don't know what happened, but you know when you have a yawn that comes on and you try to cover it up. So you, when you yawn, you go, and your mouth goes into that like weird shape. Yeah. And it basically goes to the corner of your mouth. I did that and the person stopped talking. He said, did you just yawn? I went, no. They went, yeah, you just yawned at me. I was like, sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah, but to be honest, I don't think that yawning is really like an insulting thing that everyone offended. Like, it just means that you need some oxygen.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It basically means you're trying to get more oxygen into your body, isn't it?
Yeah. If people want to yawn, they need it.
I tell you what is a big deal, and to all of our listeners who listened to last week's bonus episode, you'll understand that I've moved flat. I've moved flat to Notting Hill, as he said, right around the corner from you, Francis.
And yeah, how many people have you told that to?
I've told it to you and our listeners. I haven't told it to anyone.
So you're now doing I've moved to Notting Hill in a Made in Chelsea.
No, I'm not doing that in Made in Chelsea. I'm not saying, I moved to Notting Hill. No, I'm just saying...
So you're still in Chelsea in the show?
No, but you don't have to live in Chelsea. You don't have to
But I guess you moved to Chelsea so that you could be in that show.
I didn't move to Chelsea to be in that show.
So have they kicked you off now that you've moved out of Chelsea? Or is it a feature of the... Is it a storyline now?
Do you think I moved to Chelsea in order to be in Made in Chelsea? I thought that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move to Chelsea to be in that TV show.
That is what you did.
No, it's not what I did. You take that back.
No,
do you know what happened?
What?
people were doing it and they said, Jamie, God, you'd be a great person to have on the show. You're yawning again. You're yawning again as I'm telling the story. Why are you yawning again?
Yeah, but it's no big deal. It just means I need oxygen.
You can't just yawn twice in 2 minutes as we begin the podcast. You're trying to yawn again. I can see your mouth wobbling.
No. I'm not. All right, come on.
Well, I'm not going to tell Speaking you now the whole... Cat. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell the listener. So anyway, story how I got a maid in Chelsea was lots of our friends were doing it and they really wanted me. They just really wanted me to do it.
So what you should have said is season two was starting. Season one had been a massive hit and you suddenly thought, well, I really... It's my dream to be famous, so... I'm going to move to Chelsea and try and get on that show.
It wasn't my dream to be famous. It was my, it was just...
Destiny?
Like, we've said this before, but I saw Proudlock the other day and...
Have you said that before?
I did. I saw Proudlock the other day. And we were just having a nice time together. And we were just reminiscing about all the times that we had together. And holy smokes, did we have fun, buddy.
Oh,
you,
yeah.
Me, Proudlock.
Oh, those are the days.
Yeah, do you sometimes look back and say, God, I just missed those days, or no?
No, I mean, I think those were great days, but I think these days are great too.
So you don't think those days were better than these days?
No. I think these days are better.
Why? Those were the glory years with us three.
No. My glory years are whatever years I'm in.
Oh, so you think you're living your glory years at the moment?
Yeah, constantly living my glory years. Because it's
In 6 years' time, what are you living then?
Gosh, 6 years' time is going to be amazing.
What are you going to be doing in 6 years' time? Tell me.
I will have. In 6 years' time, I'll have got so much gold.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be... It would be... In 6 years' time, it would just be a lot of gold.
Wait, no. You're about to say something. You said it will be what? You went, in 6 years' time, it would be a lot of gold, and it'll be... And then you didn't continue. It'll be what?
It'll be great, but yeah. I'll probably be sailing around the...
What are you saying in 6 years' time that you won't be doing this podcast? Is that what you're basically saying?
No, 6 years' time, I'll be doing it remotely.
We're already doing it remotely. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we're exactly. Who says I can't do it from my yacht over Zoom?
Well, you could. You could do it from your yacht. I tell you, we're talking about being like remote, right? Because I mentioned last bonus episode that I didn't have any internet in my flat, and I was kind of worrying about the internet because we couldn't do podcasts. I tell you what I haven't had all this time, pretty much, is television. I haven't had any television. No Sky, no nothing. And
why not?
I don't know. I haven't set it all up yet. I'm just waiting for...
Have you been reading books?
I haven't even been reading books. I've been going for dinners with Sophie. I've been eating... Do you know what I do? What I like to do, because I live in Notting Hill now. I like to stroll back... from dinner, pick up some ice cream because it's kind of summery at the moment, and go on like a stroll through Notting Hill. And then I get home, I come back, I drink some water, and I do my stretches because I got to do these stretches on my foot. And then I go to bed at like 10 o'clock in the evening, feeling like so nice and refreshed and relaxed, because I feel like TV sometimes makes you feel a little bit on edge.
Well, we didn't really watch that much TV. But
you don't watch any TV?
No, because I don't really have... I guess we've got Netflix. I don't have Sky or anything like that. I just kind of watch some stuff on Netflix occasionally. Do you know what I watch?
I bet you've been upset that TV show White Lines has been decommissioned.
That's your favourite show, isn't
it? That's your favourite show. And it's just been decommissioned. They haven't...
I think it's quite up your street, though. It's the sort of show that you would watch and then think, oh, we've got to go to Ibiza, lads. you know, I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything. Uh-huh. But that was the worst show I think I've ever seen. I watched the first episode and I was just like, this is the worst.
How bad? I never watched it. How bad is it?
Well, you have watched it.
I swear to God, I've never watched it. I've never watched White Lines. Why, was there no plot? I don't get it. Was there no plot?
No, it's just so lame. Like, it's just like only cool to like 14-year-old, 15-year-old, maybe 16-year-old kids.
Wait, 14, 15, or 16? Which one? All well, three of them?
I guess probably that age group, that demographic, who think it's really cool to go to Ibiza and do drugs.
Yeah, when we were younger, the TV shows that we were watching when we were 14, 15, 16 were like One Tree Hill and The OC.
The OC.
Oh, yeah. My God. California, yeah. Here we go.
Sorry, Zoe's asleep, actually.
Did you just look up into a balcony? Is it a bunk bed that you're just looking up where Zoe is?
she's on the mezzanine.
Oh, she's on the mezzanine. Hey, so have you ever rewatched The OC?
No, have you?
Yeah, so I rewatched The OC the other day. Maybe about a year ago, I rewatched it. Now, to all of the listeners who don't know what The OC is, it was basically a TV show based around people who lived in Orange County. And it was these good-looking people and a young buck, a guy called Ryan, comes in, who's a bit of a rogue character who is from...
A lot of people said I was like Ryan.
What, because you had a leather wristband?
Yeah.
He used to have a leather wristband.
And a BMX.
He had a leather wristband. And he was the biggest, like, he was so unhardcore. He was so unhardcore.
What are you talking about? He's a legend, right?
And he was from, where was he from? He was from Trico. No, he was from, oh my God, I'm going to find, where, I'm going to do it in the
He internet. Was hard as nails.
Where was, no, he wasn't. Where was Ron from the, where was Ron from the OC? Born. Here we go. He was a fictional character. Chino! That's it. He was from Chino, which was like the bad place to live. Anyway, he came and lived with really wealthy parents. If you rewatch it now, it's possibly some of the worst acting you've ever seen. And when I used to watch it when I was younger, I was like, this is unbelievable. But it's honestly that bad.
But do you know what? Do you want to know an interesting story?
Okay, give it to me, honey.
The OC was huge, right? It was a huge breakthrough hit all around the UK as well. When we were at school. But then back in those days, they were like, look, this group of teenagers in the OC in Orange County, there must be real ones that we could put on camera. They looked around, they tried to find these people, the real people in the OC. And then they found these people and they made a show and they called it The Hills, right? And then The Hills was a huge success. And then there was a production company in the UK that sent me a message on Facebook and said, look, we want to make a UK version of The Hills. Do you want to be involved? And I said, okay, well, look, I'll help you make it.
I'll help you make it. Well, because you have all this production experience, so you're like, I'll
no,
help
no,
you make
no,
it.
Because obviously my part in the pilot was not the production; it was finding the people for it and helping with the storyline and suggesting people who might be interested in doing it. And then that that was made in Chelsea. So there is a weird connection between the OC and us. You liked the OC, and. And then you decided to go on Made in Chelsea, which was in many ways connected through the TV lineage.
Yeah, I thought when I was watching the OC, I thought to myself, I was like, do you know what? This is going to be me one day, but in London.
Is that what you thought?
No, it's obviously not what I thought. I never thought that in a million years.
I thought you were more of like a One Tree Hill.
I loved One Tree Hill. One Tree Hill was my jam. I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be lately. All I could do. Hey, so listen, Francis, we have some topics that we're going to talk about. We have some topics from our lovely listeners. We have
do you remember how the Made in Chelsea theme tune goes?
No, how does it go again? I can't remember.
How does it go? How does it go?
Wait. Do it again. Well, you sound like a siren.
You know what's actually funny? In the first season, of Made in Chelsea. I was like, it's so important that you get the music right to the producers, and they were like, the first season, I don't know if you remember, the music was just like not that great, and I was like, look, the music is what's going to make this show. And I sent like 100 really good songs, and they used like all of them in the second season.
You sent your mixtape to them. Hey, listen, play a couple of these things. Listen, I'm a DJ.
Yeah, I said, look, this is the vibe. I said, this is the vibe we want. So use these songs, and they used them.
What vibe? What vibe? What genre did you go for?
Well, like sort of One Tree Hill, The OC, kind of, but it's sort of.
Well, you sent that music. You sent Gavin DeGraw. You sent Gavin DeGraw music to them, saying this is the music you should play.
No. But I sent obviously more contemporary equivalent.
Hey, you hear this Gavin DeGraw song? Make this more contemporary, and this is what we should be playing. Right. Hey, listen. We have some questions from the listeners, as always. So we have one from Bethan Gibson. What's the weirdest thing you've eaten? Do you know what? I went to Hong Kong once and I ate pigeon brain.
Pigeon brain?
Pigeon brain.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it was vile. Pigeon is like a food that you eat in Hong Kong, and I had pigeon brain. It was absolutely vile. Really wasn't that nice at all, actually. Really upset me.
But you know that they carry like, organisms that can stay with you for the rest of your life.
What do you mean they carry organisms and they can stay with you for the rest of your life?
Like weird viruses and just stay with you for the rest of your life.
Well, do you know what stays with you for the rest of your life?
What?
Your guilt. Your guilt and the fact that you... It's your guilt.
Oh, God, I can't stop thinking about you eating pigeon brains.
Yeah, it was completely vile.
Do you still eat them?
No, obviously I just ate it once and I'll never eat it again. That's the whole point of it. I'll never eat it.
Because you were eating something in the last podcast and I just wondered if it was the pigeon brains.
No, that was a bit of turkey. I love turkey.
Turkey brains.
No, not turkey brains, just a little bit of turkey. Hey, to all of you lovely listeners, I hope you have enjoyed another bonus episode. As always, please leave us a review and subscribe to the podcast. We like that very much. If you want to get in touch... you can touch on our Instagram at Private Podcast, or send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com. Hey, Francis, once again, that's another bonus episode for our bonus listeners. There we go. So you wanna say goodbye to the listeners?
Guys, thanks so much for listening to this other bonus episode. If you fell asleep during this episode, sleep well.
Well, they're already asleep, so how would they know?
Well, subliminal.
What do you mean subliminal?
Subliminal.
What do you mean subliminal?
Subliminal messaging to through their sleep, through their critical factor while they're asleep.
All right, to all you people sleeping soundly, we'll see you next Friday for another bonus episode, just another episode of Private Parts. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, see you next time.
See you next week.
No, we won't see them next week, we'll see them on Friday.
See you on Friday.
Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.